You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. All right, welcome to the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. We are broadcasting live from Entrepreneurs Connect. Look at that smile. You can catch us on wherever you get your podcast, Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, Apple, Spotify, and of course YouTube. You can see me, my pretty face, and of course my lovely guest, Miss Lauren. Lauren is one of the organizers of this event here.
Yeah.
What is this about?
This is really about creating a space for entrepreneurs, whether they're starting out or they've been in business for a while, a space where they can really get vulnerable and lean into community and really have their burning questions answered.
Okay. How did you get up with Brittany and Inaya? How did you guys come together?
I'm kind of known for putting on events here in Charlotte. I've been here for 4 years. I've put on women's events, business events, all the things. And so someone had said, this girl has a networking group and she needs somebody to kind of help. So I ended up finding Brittany on LinkedIn and reached out. And we're both faith-based women. And so I said, hey, someone dropped your information in my lap. And that's how it started.
Okay. How long ago was that?
3-4 months.
I think you said it like it was about to be years or something.
It feels like it. I think we have a great connection. And then on top of it, you know, I've been doing this so long, you know. So
what is your actual role in these events?
Yeah, so the space we're in is actually part of the co-working space I rent for my office.
So you're the hookup.
Yeah, so I'm the hookup to the space. Yeah. So, you know, I love my city vibes, rooftop vibes. So, yeah, this is my space here that we kind of rent out and work with other organizations. And so I help with the marketing. I create some of the graphics, some of the videos on the back end. I do some of the business consulting a little bit when she has questions about the organization and what it should do. And then I kind of do a lot of the back end work while we're here, getting you guys checked in, making sure everybody feels happy and safe.
Running around, up and down.
Yeah, just
elevators.
All over.
Do you run the social media also?
I do. I create a lot of the graphics. We get some of the video content from you guys being here as well, but I do some of the graphic design work.
Okay. So talk about yourself and you and what you do.
Yeah, I've been a business developer for 9 years. And so it started in IT solutions, reprogramming computers and phones, and then went into building websites, then graphic design, marketing, and then events. And I've been a business coach for 9 years. So I really just help navigate the waters of owning a business. And so we really sit down and figure out what the next steps are. We create those actionable steps, and then I help, you know, just stick by your side while you're getting through it.
In other words, you're a nerd.
Big time. I studied engineering in college, so I'm definitely...
Where at?
In Maryland. Studied aerospace engineering, so I'm a big science nerd. But I love all things tech, and I love all things people, and I'm always really grateful to just cultivate these spaces.
So are you self-employed as a business, in business development and all that?
I actually work for a nonprofit full time. It's called EIFL, the Institute for Entrepreneurial Leadership. It's a lot to say. But we help businesses get capital ready. So we go through their financial projections, their pitch decks, and then we put them in front of capital opportunities. So that's my 9-to-5 consulting job. And then I have all my clients outside of that as well.
So what do you get out of this?
Yeah, I get an uplifted spirit, I think, more than anything. It really satisfies my soul to make sure other people are just hitting the goals that they want to hit. And so, you know, just spending quality time. You know, I wasn't feeling well yesterday, and I feel great today being here in such a great atmosphere. And so for me, that's really all it's about, seeing others succeed.
I always use this time for people to tell how people can find you, I guess. I don't know, what it is. Do you want people to find you?
You can find me. If you feel like you need a strategist who's really going to take you to that next level, I'm more than happy to talk and see if we work well together. You can follow me on Instagram. That's going to be your best bet. It's CALLOWAY, the number 4, president. So that's Callaway for president. You can find me there.
You said strategist. Do you consider yourself... like coaching?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a business coach. I've been certified in business coaching for 9 years. So, yeah, really taking your ideas, your goals, your dreams, and making sure that the steps are actionable, achievable, and then I, again, stick by your side to make them happen with you.
So I got this beef with coaches.
Sure.
You said 9 years, so that you probably outside of that. But I think COVID did something to the coaching. Everybody was a coach.
Everyone's a coach, I know. I'm a little different because I actually build websites. I actually do graphic design. I actually create marketing plans. I actually help you put on events and market them. So I coach you as I help you in all those other avenues.
You can actually do the stuff that you're talking about.
I can do the work.
That's okay. Good. Lauren, it was a pleasure speaking to you.
I love it. Thank you.